All right, so you were off to the Mall of America last I saw you on Thursday, and I caught a little bit of a picture on Facebook. Looked like you had some fun with your daughters.
We did. We had a ton of fun. It was just a very impromptu. Initially, I was like, no, the weather's supposed to be bad. We're not going to do it. And then I called the kids at like 9 o'clock and said, hey, get out of bed. Let's go. So we did, and we just had an absolute blast. Hit a lot of sales, spent a lot of money. It was all good, but a lot less money than we would have had we not hit the sales, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we had a blast. I went on the log ride with the kids, and, you know, I don't know what it
you
is
get
about
a,
these
you get
children.
Wet on that?
You do, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about these children that they're just, like, always amazed when I go on rides with them. I'm like, you guys, I was like, I love roller coasters.
Yeah.
I love rides. I've been waiting, you know, how many years for you guys to get old enough to do this stuff with me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a fuddy-duddy when it comes to this stuff. And yet they're like, whoa, mom's going on a ride.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going on a ride.
You're a child at heart.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, so that was a lot of fun. That was Thursday. And I was here then Friday and Saturday, filled in yesterday, home with my family. Had a moment with my husband. Love him. It's moments like these I feel like we should be playing the Wheels on the Bus song because I'm about to throw him completely and thoroughly under the bus. Love him. This is so funny, though. I think a lot of wives will relate to this. Yesterday morning, I was like, okay, we've got to do laundry because we haven't done laundry in so long. We have to do this. So I gathered all of the laundry from all over the house. I sorted it into all of the baskets. I'm just finishing sorting. My husband comes in. Oh, you want me to start a load? Sure. So he grabs a load of laundry, goes down, puts it in the washing machine. While later, he comes back in, grabs another load of laundry, puts it in the washing machine, takes the other one and puts it in the dryer.
Sounds good so far.
Sounds good so far, right?
Husband of the year.
Right. Okay. So then their day continues and like I brought laundry upstairs. I folded it all. I kept switching. I kept on top of it. I mean, like we had like 5 or 6 loads of laundry to do. Okay. Later in the day, I make a comment to my husband. Oh, I got to keep going on this laundry, but I've lost all motivation. He says to me, but I've done most of it. I was like, excuse you what? He's like, well, I did. I started like 2 loads. I'm like, dude.
Uh-oh.
Did you sort? Did you fold?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? Yeah, he thought he had done the majority of the laundry yesterday in our house. It resulted in a conversation where his eyes were open to the fact that he had not done most of the laundry.
That's the beginning. That's the beginning of the process. Right. Yes.
I love him. I do. And I appreciate his help. But
if the laundry were baseball, they're second, third, and home, right? Yeah, for sure. So.
Well, I had done most of it. Oh, yeah. Really?
I hear you.
That's,
all right.
That's amazing.
All right.
Love him.
Hey, very good. Absolutely. A lesson for all of us husbands. Well, happy for my sister. I've got 2 sisters that are both younger. I'm the oldest of 3 kids. And I have a stepbrother, stepsister as well. But the oldest of those 2, Julie, is about 2 years younger than me. And she got married over the weekend.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And it was on Friday. And it was a wonderful ceremony. And it was also a terrific dance. I mean, I could go on and on about it. I won't.
Sure.
Just to say, though, that very happy for her. And to she married a Patrick from, he's a pilot with Delta.
Oh, very cool.
And so she's had the opportunity with Delta to travel to various locations that he's at already. And so, and with her job, it's flexible enough. So anyhow.
Very cool.
Wishing her the very best on that. In the meantime, all right, so we also heard from, maybe I should just say, just some of the things they did. There was a judge, a Milwaukee County judge who handled it. And some of the things he did, among other things, he talked about, you hear the phrase, I've used it a lot, they tied the knot.
Sure.
So he actually explained it, and he talked about, typically or frequently, it's been tied to 4 promises.
Okay.
And I looked it up, kind of a Celtic tradition, I guess, where they take and you would tie the man and woman's hands together with each promise. And he had rope and he actually did that.
That's neat.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's very cool.
And so he had them write a love note to one another like the day before and then enclose that and with a bottle of wine and then not open it until they'd been married for a year.
A year. So,
even at the dance, just the DJ, you've been to dances, the DJ was incredibly talented. I mean, a number of songs, he actually, like, he had the music bed but it was like the accompaniment, and he sang, and he was a very good singer.
Oh, I mean, so he was a good singer.
He danced, yeah, the whole
That's
deal.
That's awesome.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So
very
it was really
cool.
a terrific night. So wish her the very best.
Well, you know, yawning is contagious, but so are apparently bad moods.
So are colds.
And colds. I'd rather not get any of those things. So I found this interesting. New research reveals bad moods are contagious and can spread through friends and family across hundreds of miles. How grumpy people feel can be influenced not only by the state of mind of those closest to them, but also, say scientists, by friends of friends that we have never met, like ripples in a pond. Professor James Fowler of the University of California said each unhappy connection decreased the chance of a person being unhappy by 7%. That's huge. The effect works both ways, with each happy connection increasing the chance of a person's happiness by 9%. So here's what I want to say. Be nice to one another. And when you're in a store, like, smile at people. Be kind to the random person in line, because if you're nice to them, you can increase their chance of being happy that day by 9%.
Yeah, we want to spread. I mean, as we start a new year, right?
Right.
They say the big three resolutions are, you know, lose weight, exercise more, save money.
Right.
I got to think, you know, number four has got to be quit smoking for.
I'm sure.
At least it has been in the past.
For a lot
right?
of people, yeah.
See a lot of ads in that regard.
Yep.
But. Yeah, let's start a kindness revolution, right? I mean, let's...
When you think about each happy connection increasing a person's happiness by 9%, I mean, if they have, like, 10 happy interactions a day, they have 90% more likelihood of being happy. Come on, be happy, people.
We want to do that. We want to spread happiness, spread cheer, and, again, thankfulness, right?
Absolutely. So, attitude of gratitude.
You're only as joyful as you are thankful. It's our final Wib Wake Up show of the year, and we are counting down towards at least 9 o'clock, if not toward midnight, here on 103.7 FM, and our translators in La Crosse, Wausau, and of course live streaming heard worldwide at WWIB.com. So we're saying the big resolutions that people make, Hillary, are, you know, lose weight, exercise more, very related.
Eat healthy,
and save some more money.
Right. And very common.
As we were down in Milwaukee over the weekend, I have a wonderful mom, and she is 70-something.
Okay.
And some years back, I don't know how many, but my stepdad, said, and they've been married for 31 years, just had their anniversary again recently, and said, boy, I'm glad your mom got us into exercising. And they go to the athletic club, and I found out their routine. It's three times a week. She's a half an hour on the exercise bike, 6 miles.
Okay.
And then hitting 9 or 10 Nautilus machines.
Nice.
And I don't know. I'm going to just go ahead and say, like, the Spirit spoke to me, basically. You ever have the Holy Spirit kind of, I mean, I don't know. It feels like it's, like, if she can do it, you can do
you
it,
You can
Mark.
Do it.
You can do it. You've added too many pounds since you came back from Liberia.
Sure.
And so... was on the bike the last 2 days at
Good
the Y.
Good for you. Good for you. I honestly, this is terrible. I can't remember the last time I made it to the Y. It's so bad. I need to do this.
And it feels so good once you do it,
right?
It
does. It does.
It's a discipline. You got to make the time.
Yep.
But you get to decide it's a priority.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. We have a wonderful platform here on this morning show. I'd love to see us collectively reaching. I'm going to throw out... whether it's the Mark's Mom Challenge or the Grandma Challenge.
Right.
If she can do it, you can
do it. You can
do it. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, the Washington Post says they've created a list, and they do this each year, of what's in and what's out for the new year. So,
gotcha.
Should we go through it?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. I got the outs. You got the in. Here we go.
Okay.
Apparently, as we head into 2019, what's out is Captain America.
What's in is Captain Marvel.
All right.
Okay.
That movie coming up, I think, like March. What's out is oat milk.
Oat milk, okay. What's in, apparently, is peanut milk. I've never heard of it. I mean, I've heard of almond milk. I've heard of coconut milk.
Yeah.
I've never heard of peanut milk. So there it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I didn't either. Apparently, what's out is hashtag delete Facebook again.
And what's in is hashtag delete Instagram.
Okay.
Just swapping it out there a little bit.
You got to have some social media that you're kind of wanting to beat up
on. Get rid of. Yep.
All right. Apparently what's out as we head into the new year is the Super Bowl halftime show.
But what's in is the Democratic primary debates.
That one maybe goes over us our heads a little bit.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be very interested to see what they come up with because it's a very wide field.
Right. So. But that won't be it will be.
No, it's been. Yeah.
In 2019 already, we'll be having the debates. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Remember, the Republicans had like 17 candidates.
And the Democrats are shaping up to have close
that. We saw the report here this morning. Elizabeth Warren forming an exploratory committee.
Yeah.
The Massachusetts senator. You're right. No, that'll be interesting. Yeah. All right. You got me. All right. what's out is meal prep.
What's in is disaster prep.
Hmm.
I still prep my meals more
I think
than
so. Yeah. I thought they were going to say kind of what's in, it seems to me, is like grocery delivery is
yes.
in, right? Yeah, that's what's in.
Yes.
All right, they say what's out is Meghan Markle.
But what's in is Meghan Markle's baby.
Okay. what's out is Netflix comedy specials.
And what's in is Netflix reality shows, apparently.
And what's out is no comment from the special counsel's office.
And what's in is no comment from the special counsel's office.
We will eventually hear, I'm sure. And I saw something over the weekend that Chief Justice John Roberts has been brought into all this, and people are like, that's the mystery.
Huh.
What's brought him into all of this as well? All right, stay tuned in the new year. And we're so grateful for those of you who are making the WIB Wake Up Show, the new edition with the Three Amigos, a part of your regular listening routine. And we hope you'll continue in that regard as we head into 2019.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.